go back now to politics, and the storm clouds are gathering for the economy after Donald Trump's threat of 30% tariffs. And Sandra Hurley from our political staff is with us now in studio. Sandra, huge uncertainty now over the future for the economy. What is the tariff threat going to mean as ministers sit down to prepare for October's budget?
Well, there's been a very clear message from the government today, and that is that this latest threat from Donald Trump, that it underlines the message they've been espousing for some time now, that there will be no once-off cost of living measures in the budget, that those days are over. They're now solely focused on permanent measures, and that there is a lot of uncertainty, and that they have to make sure that they shore up the tax base and that they don't erode it further. It's going to be a difficult message to sell. You can see that the opposition is lining up to hammer the government on this week after week, because we are still seeing prices going up, the price of the weekly shop, all of that. Constituents are certainly delivering that message back to politicians. So it is going to make the budget more difficult, because also they don't have the full parameters yet, because we don't know how this is going to play out.
Okay, let's turn to the presidency now. You heard Gavin Duffy earlier giving his warning to the future prospective presidential candidates about the bruising nature of the campaign. We had the announcement or the news on Friday that independent TD Catherine Connolly is going to enter the race. What can we expect over the coming days now?
Well, Catherine Connolly will formally launch her campaign. It's pretty clear now she's got the backing of 20 members of the Oireachtas. There'll be a lot of interest in what type of campaign she's going to run, the type of people she brings on board. It's difficult to run that as an individual, an independent, as opposed to having the full backing of a political party. So I think people will be keenly watching to see who she brings on board, because that'll give an indication of the type of campaign that she will run. The other development, of course, is that we're expecting Mairead McGuinness to be announced as probably the only person to contest for the Fine Gael nomination for the presidency. They may not ratify her formally as the candidate, but she's going to be the candidate. So perhaps she will do something formal this week as well. That's going to close on Tuesday. And then there will be endless speculation as well around Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil.
And when are they going to make decisions?
I think they're going to leave it some time. Fianna Fáil are talking perhaps about leaving it until September. Sinn Féin are talking about perhaps late July, early August. But pressure now around Mary Lou MacDonald. Will they take that gamble? Will they potentially sacrifice their popular leader for what is an uncertain prize, attaining the presidency? If she sustains damage, can she stay on as party leader? People in Leinster House are not sure about that, I think. And then for Fianna Fáil, I think they will be watching Sinn Féin in particular. If Mary Lou MacDonald is the candidate for Sinn Féin, and Fine Gael also have a serious candidate in the field, can Fianna Fáil then really sit it out? The leadership seem to want to sit this one out. But if they are to say that they are serious political contenders, can they really sit back and not put anybody forward?
Lots to watch out for. Sandra Hurley of our political staff, thank you very much for coming in to speak with us today. That is it from us for today. Thank you for listening. Thanks to our team. On sound was Liam Mullen. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of this week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport and all the action from Croke Park, which is up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening, and have a very good afternoon.